whatever it is that you've come to know, if it's real. It's not enough to say, I've had this great breakthrough. It's not enough to say, I've seen the light, or I see things totally differently. That has to happen. I'm thrilled that that has happened for you, because I absolutely believe you verbatim. I believe something very real has happened to you, because I hear the reality of it. And now, you have an opportunity, and this applies to all of us, you have an opportunity to let that change and transform in the way that it actually can. But you have to do the allowing. The active part is you have to actually allow it, not passively. You have to have an eye toward really considering, and that's why I asked you, what does it mean? You have to consider now, what does it mean? Not just once, twice, but really go into it. Really not make this an event as much as an ongoing situation. And this is the dilemma that people ask about again and again and again. Well, this happened to me and it was real, and I saw what I never could see before and what I've always wanted to see, but it didn't last. It wasn't permanent. Mm. That's because the criteria in people's minds for what defines permanent is incorrect. Incorrect in the sense that it doesn't mean you'll always now feel this particular way. You'll always now see things that particular way. You'll always anything. There's no always. The always, the permanent part, is what happens to your understanding and how deeply does that understanding take root. When it really takes root, it blooms out and changes you. And a certain, let's call it spiritual seeing, on a wider basis becomes possible. But not if you're passively waiting for it. And this is what, again and again, I see people doing, and anybody who works with people for spiritual reasons is going to see the same thing. We all have this kind of passive, this idea that there's a passive aspect to it. There's nothing passive about true spiritual life. And people say this too. I've been a spiritual seeker for 20 years, 30 years. But I don't feel like I've gotten anywhere. It's because you've been waiting. It's because the idea was that something should happen to me. It seems like it happened to this one or that one. I read that guy's book and it seems like it happened to him. These are all assumptions, mind assumptions. What happened, if something real happened for anybody, it means they allowed it to penetrate to such a depth, such a totality, in an active way, that it changed them and changed their life. So you have to take up the responsibility for active transformation, active spiritual whatever, whatever it is, whatever's happened to you, and this is a room full of people that much has happened to. You've seen things that every Tom, Dick, and Harry has not woken up to, has not realized, has not understood. But if even for a moment you've ever said, well, it seemed to go away, or I don't know what to do with that, or it didn't make a big enough difference, then let me say to you as clearly as I know how, the simple reason is you didn't take an active role with it enough. You must not have actively allowed it to make a big enough difference.
What kind of action to take?
Well, the biggest one is to allow it to really affect you. That's everybody's situation. That's why I'm encouraging her to give this thought, to ponder this, to look into this more, to not just see it as a single event. Because it has to be digested. It has to be consumed. So it goes into your cells and your blood and your bones. Anybody have, don't go away yet. Anybody have questions about any of that little speech? It's crystal clear.